you ready for the Houston Texans?
Bring on the Texans, Jones.
Well, that's a nice defense. That is a nice defense.
They're violent. They really get after you a little bit.
I think you saw last night.
Yeah.
Why?
Pretty good.
And maybe this is the one thing the Jones and Keefe standings did was identify the Texans.
Oh, we sniffed that right out.
I think before anyone else.
Yeah.
The Texans defense is no joke. And you saw that last night. Now, Rodgers can't move, and he's probably done, and his career is probably over.
No, I don't think the Steelers are very good. I mean, the Steelers and the Chargers are kind of a similar kind of team.
But you saw what that defense can do, and that defense has shut down Josh Allen, and, I mean, it doesn't really matter who the quarterback is. They are, I think, the best defense in football. It's them or the Broncos, and I would lean them.
Mm-hmm.
So their defense is legit. But at the same time, and I've been a big C.J. Stroud guy.
Yeah, we're hard to like that.
Revisit our quarterback rankings and head coach rankings from last week coming up later on in the show today. Like, Stroud was abysmal last week. He fumbled five times. He only lost two.
Five fumbles.
He fumbled five times. He threw another brainless pick. So, look, I don't really want to face that defense. I think that's going to be a dogfight and a war, and it's going to take a chunk out of the Pats.
Yeah.
But I still think they're going to win the game. I think they're the better team.
Yeah, I'm still fairly confident that the Patriots can win the game on Sunday. But this also proves why I was rooting for the Steelers, just because the Texans are a better team, and it's going to be a tougher matchup. You know, you can tell right away they're doing, like, the player intros, and you're like, all right, they have an all-pro up front. They have an all-pro linebacker or whatever, pro bowl, pro, probably all-pro snub.
Yeah, I think Al Shire's a pro bowler.
Yeah, and then, like, an all-pro corner. You're like, okay.
And
like,
Danielle Hunter made nothing, and Danielle Hunter's a stud.
And he's terrifying. So, like, but I think anytime you have a defense that has a legitimate top, whatever, five player at their position at each level, that's what all the great defenses have. You know, go back to, like, whether it's the Ravens or the Bucks or the Broncos from years ago, like, you have that, you can kind of do everything. You can get after the quarterback, you can stop run games, you can shut down a wide out if you need be. So, yeah, they're pretty devastating. I think we knew that, though. Like, from afar, we were watching them, and we were like, oh, that's a team to keep an eye on. That was a team we were doing the exercise for really the last 4 weeks of the season. What teams did you not want the Pats to play in the first round, right? That was one of them?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, that was one of them. If Texans and Chargers and Bills were the three wildcard teams, we were thrilled with the first-round matchup with the Chargers. You knew it was going to get more difficult as the rounds go. And guess what? If you beat the Texans, it's going to get even tougher the next round. That's fine. That's how it goes. It's the playoffs.
Yeah.
But, no, but just watching them a full game, you could tell. Like, they are a pretty scary defense. Josh McDaniels, Drake May will have their hands full.
They will.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Pats, it's not like they lit it up against the Chargers this past week offensively. The defense was incredible. Mm-hmm. And the Chargers have a good defense. The Texans have a great defense.
Yeah, so it's leveled up from there.
So it's going to be that much more difficult. It's going to be that much more important for Drake May. And you heard the highlight from Drake May, 40-yard touchdown to Kayshawn Booty in his first start.
They can use that again.
The Houston Texans a year ago is when that went down. Last October, he made his first start against this defense. He had three touchdowns. He had three turnovers in the game.
He giveth and he taketh away.
They lost, I think it was 42-21, something like that. So he'll have an opportunity to... write that wrong, if you will, but also show the strides he's made from his debut, which, even when you look back at it, really wasn't that bad. It was turnover prone.
Yeah, yeah.
But he came out and made plays.
There's like, some flashes.
From his very first start against what was the makings of a very good defense. I don't think they were this a year ago.
We did the glitter guns just days before
day. We were stoked about it.
Yeah.
But right away, you're like, oh, this is what a playmaking quarterback looks like. Even right away against what's eventually an elite defense in his first career start, right away, you saw it. But this is going to be a tougher test for sure for the Patriots. We're talking about it all day long here on Jones and Keefe. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937 on a Tier Tuesday. We're going to tier off NFL head coaching candidates for some of the vacancies out there, some tied to New England, some jobs that will have an impact on New England as well. It's also a Tom E. Tuesday. Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, joins us at high noon, as he does every Tuesday. Plus, we'll have a Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45, I believe. It's a follow-up on something we discussed yesterday.
Yeah, well, a legend in the field of cryptozoology has stepped aside.
I'm very much excited for that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's at 12:45 today. Interact with Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. You can watch there. You can chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. What do you think of the matchup, Keith?
I think it is going to be really tough. I think it's going to be a slugfest. It's going to be, you know, whoever wins the game is going to earn that game. There's not going to be any, oh, that team wasn't very good, or like, oh, look at that, or they lucked out, or easy path, or anything like that. I think Houston is really impressive defensively. They've built up a little bit of a playoff pedigree, too. Like, we were looking at D'Amico Ryans going into the year, and he's made the playoffs every year. They win a game every year. Now, they lose the second game, right?
Yep.
They will lose in the divisional round, but the guy they just beat last night is going to go into the Hall of Fame, Mike Tomlin. He hasn't won a playoff game in a decade, and this guy wins them every year. So he wins a game, but then he loses them. I think D'Amico Ryans is a good coach. C.J. Stroud, though, you look at that and you say, all right, the quarterback advantage that the Patriots have, I think, is pretty significant, and maybe even more significant than we thought it was going into the postseason.
Oh, definitely.
So I like Drake May, and he certainly wasn't perfect in his first playoff game, but I would expect him to play better. Now, I'm not saying he's going to have these gaudy numbers because he's going up against a really good defense, but if he can hold on to the ball, maybe take a sack or two less, even though it is going to be a really good pass rush on the other side, I'll take my chances with Drake May and with Mike Vrabel, even, you know, scheming something up. They did a really good job at stopping Justin Herbert. So I feel like the Patriots defense, which is going to get probably the rest of this week, probably is going to get not pushed aside, but I don't think it's going to be talked about as much as the Houston defense. Like, nationally, it's going to be all Houston defense, blah, blah, blah. Patriots defense just allowed 3 points to Justin Herbert. I think they're going to be able to give C.J. Stroud all he can handle. Plus, we'll see what happens with Nico Collins, their legitimate best wide receiver, best playmaker.
Huge.
He smashed his face on the turf, had to leave the game on a cart with a concussion. So I think that obviously helps the Patriots as well. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a real, like, dogfight of a game, low-scoring game. But I like the quarterback advantage for the Patriots.
So I think you hit on most of it, to be honest. I would say May made his postseason debut,
mm-hmm.
and I'd expect May to be better based on more experience and getting more opportunity. I'd also expect Stroud to be better than last night. I mean, I know it wasn't his debut.
Yeah.
But I don't expect him to fumble five times again.
No,
like, that was especially horrible.
You can't count on five fumbles.
And that pick, he was so rattled in the game, you could see it. He was rattled. And if the Patriots get after him and blitz him like they did with Herbert last week, and the Texans do not have a great O-line. It's not as bad as the Chargers, but the Texans don't have a great O-line. If you can rattle him and get him off his spots and have him, you know, tapping the football and happy feet like he had last night, then I guess you can have him unravel. But
yeah.
I don't know how you could possibly expect that again.
Rich Keefe, stats and info.
Yes.
So this could be, take this with a grain of salt.
Yep.
This was a quick look. C.J. Stroud without Nico Collins.
Oh.
8 games,
mm-hmm.
9 touchdowns, 5 picks, QB rating of 85.9.
Okay.
Not very good.
No, I mean, it's not like he completely drops off a cliff, but that's definitely not good. And I think Nico Collins is not going to play.
Yeah, it didn't look good.
Gonzo, to me, is
better chance.
It's a question.
Right.
You know, Reese had a good detail on this the other day. Against the Baltimore Ravens in week, 16, the Pats had 3 different players leave with a concussion. Travion Henderson played the following week, missed no time. Kayshawn Booty missed a week in between, came back after that, and then Jared Wilson didn't even play until they got back to the postseason.
Yeah, so no, you've no idea.
That tells you a lot about 3 guys who suffered an injury on the exact same day in 3 different ways. I would imagine there's going to be added urgency on his side and the team side to get him out there.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had to guess, I think Christian Gonzalez plays, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, this is where the Sunday game helps compared to the Saturday game.
No,
he also suffered it a day before.
Correct.
Nico Collins did.
Collins has one fewer day
yeah.
to get ready. Yeah. It's a second concussion this year, second known concussion this year.
Right.
And he got carted off last night. So I think there's no way he's playing.
Yeah, no, that did not look good. And I know Christian Kirk had a really good game, but Nico Collins is like a legitimate top 10 receiver in the NFL. He's been their leading receiver every year with C.J. Stroud, with D'Amico Ryans and all their success. So you remove him from the equation. And, you know, we'll do the tail of the tape again later in the week. That's one where, like, with Nico Collins, I think that's a check mark for the Texans. If he's not playing, that really evens things out and maybe even gives a slight edge to the Patriots at that spot.
C.J. Stroud, lifetime in the postseason, by the way, 3-2. So he's won a game, as you mentioned,
yeah,
in every postseason.
Year.
5 touchdowns against 2 picks. One of them was last night. Quarterback rating of almost 98, 97.5.
Okay.
What else do you want to know? Complete 66% of his passes.
Basically, like one touchdown pass per game,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, you're not going to hang your hat on that. But when you have such a good defense, you might be able to get away with that. And, you know, you run one in. Like, they're not looking to do a shootout. Like, if it's a shootout, something went really wrong for them in their defense, right? Because even yesterday, like, you look at the final score, and maybe you didn't watch Monday Night Football, that 30-6 was the final. They had two defensive scores. Like, yeah, that was not an offensive showcase by the Texans at all.
Rankins just ripped one away and he was kind of mean about the other end. He was kind of mean.
He shouldn't have taken the ball like that.
And then who was the other one? Bullard had the pick six.
That was, he had some good footwork on the sideline, got right in. That was real. Just, at real that point, nice they were laying it on thick.
So Houston's defense, and again, it's kind of the two sides of this coin. What's Stroud going to look like coming off that game? What's Stroud going to look like, Keith, to your point, I assume, without Nico Collins?
It's tough.
That's one side of the coin. The other side is Houston's defense, which, and I'm reading from Andrew Callahan here, I agree with him, will be the toughest test of Drake May's career based on the defenses he's going against.
Yeah, I would agree.
The Houston defense is first in dropback EPA. They are second in DVOA, second against the pass, second against the run, second in dropback success rate allowed, third in takeaways, fourth in yards per play allowed. So those are a lot of advanced metrics that tell you how good this defense is. Or you could just watch them, and it's either them or Denver, and they are, I think, easily the top two defenses in the field,
no doubt. You
might face them back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, all right, what's the answer prior to the, or what's the answer right now? What's the best defense he has faced to this point? Chargers got to be on the short
Chargers
list.
Chargers are on the short list.
Okay.
And he did not look great.
I was going to say Browns, maybe, just Myles Garrett specifically.
Yeah, I mean, Garrett terrorized him that day.
Because the overall defense, because this is another thing that got brought up, and there were so many stats being tossed around during the MVP discussion, but top, like, pass defenses, he went up against a lot of them. Because I think even, like, the Falcons and the Saints ranked pretty high on pass defense. But, like, overall defense, if you're just looking at points per game, I mean, Seahawks are number one. Slight, like, they gave up three total points fewer than the Houston Texans, followed by the Broncos, then the Patriots, and then the Eagles. That was your top five defenses so far. So as far as teams that the Patriots faced, if you're just going off that metric, it would have been the Chargers, who they just played and didn't look great against for a while.
I have even more respect for the Chargers defense coming out of the game. I thought that was a good defense going in.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think they're a good defense. They're not this.
No, this is a step up.
And that doesn't mean the Patriots can't win. I'm picking them this week. I think they're going to win. But it's not going to be easy. And
no.
I think that was on display last night.
Do you know the line? Did you look it up?
Well, I saw this morning, or maybe it was late last night, I saw that they were favored by 3 initially. I don't know where it's moved to.
I think that moved down just a half point. I think a few of them moved slightly. This place anyway, I'm looking at 3.
3.
Pats by 3.
Okay, that's what I saw last night, but I admittedly didn't check it this morning. This is an interesting sidebar that I hadn't even considered.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are forgetting about Diggs going against his former team.
I love it. Another revenge game.
Well,
put it on the board.
Yeah, sure. And the Texans clearly did not want him back.
They didn't want him back.
I wonder, and this is where my mind goes, so you're going to revenge game.
Revenge game.
My mind.
And Vrabel revenge game again.
Oh, Vrabel revenge game.
Kinda.
They should have hired him.
Well, maybe. Yeah, I mean, that's fair, but it's not like he was their head coach.
Yeah, but he hates them.
Do you think we get any stories out of Houston this week about Diggs? Like, do you think we finally, like, maybe get some answers? Because we know what happened in Buffalo.
Yeah.
We know what happened in Minnesota. We don't really know what happened in Houston. We just know that they wanted nothing to do with him.
Kind of hoping for not a lot of Diggs stories.
Yeah, well, it's true.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if we get a little something
about
that this week.
Could be as simple as 31 on an ACL on a one-year deal. They didn't want him back.
Well, it could be, but, like, I don't know.
You know who might have some good inside info is our guy Ted Johnson. He was down in Houston for a while.
Ooh, yeah.
You get some Texans tales
there,
what's going on.
He knows, I know, I Keith Bragg, know some of the media members there in Houston.
Is that right? You know about this, Nick?
I unknowingly kicked a real hornet's nest years ago, trashing Jadeveon Clowney going into a playoff game, and I had to call into their morning show.
Wait a minute.
They were like,
so
hey.
They made fun of Jadeveon Clowney, and then they were like, you got to face the
They were like, hey, come face the music in Houston. Yeah, I went on the
morning
show.
What did you say about Jadeveon Clowney?
I was like, he's never done anything in the NFL. He's famous because he knocked somebody's helmet off in college.
Oh, he
something
killed
like that.
That guy in Michigan. That guy never even got up.
Yeah, I'm like, he's so overrated because one time he knocked somebody's helmet off in college, and he's living off that.
He was.
And people in Houston did not appreciate it. And guess what happened when they played in the playoffs? You didn't notice Jadeveon Clowney one time.
No, he he's pretty overrated. He didn't. He was the number one overall pick. He was really a lot of like, hey, he could do this. That, you know, Mario Williams was also number one pick by them.
Mm-hmm.
Who I feel like later on in his career actually did get pretty good.
Oh, he's good.
But Clowney, Buffalo, eventually he was a killer. But Clowney, not so much.
Yeah, Sean Pendergast, maybe, is that his name? I'll ask Ted about it.
I just remember they have John McCain.
Yeah,
not that John McCain.
No,
no,
McClain.
McClane, maybe.
I think he's McClane.
I'm thinking Die Hard.
Yeah.
But, yeah, John McClane, he's like their Bob Ryan, right? Like, he's been there forever. I think he's covered the team. Well, actually, all the teams are all that old. Like, oh, two?
Yeah, he's covered them the whole
time. He's covered the whole time. I think he was covering, like, the Oilers. Like, he was, like, a Houston's a
it's like covering the Boston fleet. It's like you've been there the whole tenure.
This guy's been here the whole time. The Connecticut Sun have been around the whole time.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Well, anyway, they're very sensitive in the Houston media. But, yeah, right, maybe we can get some pointers there. But anyways, I like the Patriots this week. Earmuffs, Houston. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch here with Jones and Keefe. What do you think of the matchup? How significant is that Nico Collins concussion? Because I don't think he's playing. And, well, is Drake May ready for the test? Because I think the O-line is going to be an issue for him, as it was on Sunday against the Chargers. How concerned should we be? We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The New England Patriots will face the Houston Texans in the divisional round of the playoffs on Sunday afternoon after the Texans defeated the Steelers 30-6 last night in Pittsburgh. Patriots players are off today and will return to the practice field tomorrow. Texans-Patriots kicks off at 3 o'clock on Sunday. It's back-to-back losses for the Boston Celtics after falling 98-96 to the Pacers in Indiana last night. Peyton Pritchard led all scorers with 23 points in the loss. Jaylen Brown missed the game due to back spasms. Before last night's game, the NBA fined Brown $35,000 for his comments on officiating after Saturday night's loss to the San Antonio Spurs. The Celtics' road trip continues Thursday night in Miami against the Heat. Tonight, the Boston Bruins look to make it four wins in a row when the Bees host the Detroit Red Wings. Detroit is currently on a four-game winning streak. Puck drop the TD Garden is at 7:30. And tonight, Boston College is in South Carolina to take on Clemson. You can hear the call of the game on WEEI AM 850. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:45 with tip-off at 7 o'clock. Make this your year, the year you stop saying, I can't, I tried, I'll do it later. Choose Awaken 180 Weight Loss and join the thousands who've said, I did it. No meds, no gimmicks, only results at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.